like to call the meeting to order. Welcome, everyone. I'm chairing the meeting this evening. I'm the alderman for the 4th Ward, along with my colleague, Alderman Singer. And I guess we'll start. Let the record show that all the aldermen are present except for Alderman Maladra. Second item is the consent agenda. It's to approve the special committee of the whole minutes from May 16, 2013, and regular committee of the whole minutes from May 28, 2013. Do I hear a motion?
Move to approve both sets of minutes.
Second.
A motion by Alderman Brown, seconded by Alderman Cummings. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Records show that it was unanimous. Item number 4A is to recommend a draft ordinance authorizing issuance of general obligation refunding bonds in the amount not to exceed $4 million.
So moved.
Second.
Alderman Cummings made the motion, seconded by Alderman Marks. If I may, maybe Tom would like to come to the podium and discuss. Yes, and I think his name is Ken McKenna.
Kevin.
Kevin, I'm sorry. And this looks like it's going to be a good savings for the city.
As we put forward the $4 million refunding some of the 2003 bonds and the 2007 bonds. And right now, as things stand, it was about $190,000 savings over for the two bond issues. So in the packet, we put together the calendar for the approval process. And Kevin McKenna is here from Spear if you have any questions.
Exactly which bond issues and how many? I got a little confused. Sure.
There's two. The 2003, there's a small portion of the 2003 bonds that we didn't refund a couple of years ago. So that's
which bonds were they? What did they fund?
The electric.
Electric revenue.
Yeah, electric revenue bonds. I don't remember what they funded, but there's about $2 million left in that. And then the 2007 bonds, there's about $2 million left on those. They're both electric fund.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions?
Kevin can tell us why this is an appropriate time. Maybe we'll learn something about the bond market.
The bond market is changing. It goes up and down. But right now, it's okay. The idea is to get this authorized. We'll come back in August. Hopefully, the market will be there, and we'll save $150,000, $200,000. This is better than last year because rates are a little lower and we're closer to the call date because you save money the closer you are to the call date on the bonds. August may be better than today. It may be worse than today, but that's what we'll see. And if we hit the target, a reasonable dollar amount of savings in August, we'll sell the bonds. And if not, we'll come back and talk about what a target should be and then get authority to go day to day until we hit the target. Everybody keeps saying rates are going to go up, and everybody knows rates are going to go up, and no one's sure when. So we just want to keep moving along and see where we are.
Great. Thank you.
Any other questions? Yeah, I see your timetable here is you're going to start today, and we'll have you mentioned that August 5th is when we're going to come back, and it'll be the council, in front of the council then?
Right. The bond sale will be on the 5th.
Okay.
But like Kevin said, if the rates aren't there, we'll go day by day and see. But
yes, because these are alternate bonds. You have to pass this and at your next meeting, and then you publish it and wait 30 days to see if anyone objects to saving money. And then in the middle of July, at your meeting, you would have the Bond Information Notification Act hearing. And that's one of those things where, you open it up and you look around the room and you close it and you're done. But people have to have the right to come and talk about the bond issue. And it's rare anyone cares about a savings bond, savings issue. And then we'd sell 2 weeks after that.
And as I understand it, the original bondholders aren't affected.
No, their right is to continue owning their bonds up until the call date. And so they will own it until the date when their contract says that they can be taken away.
One further question.
Yes.
Mr. Chairman.
Alderman
Brown. At what point do we issue the little packet that describes the bonds and the city, the backup material? And who does that? Both of you in conjunction?
The official statement. On your timetable, it talks about next week, Spears starts the official statement. That's when we start getting that together. You know, we put it together. We need Tom's help on that in terms of review and such. But we collect the information from the county on your assessed value and everything, but he has to get us the information like on the large users of the system because that's not publicly.
That would be out in a month or so.
Right. Usually it gets out about 2 weeks prior to
the
sale.
The reason I mention it, because I find that one of the most valuable documents describing where the city is and most up-to-date documents. I mean, it'll be fairly up-to-date the date we get a copy of it. And
yes.
It really describes the city in some detail in terms of its financial standing. I find those documents actually interesting reading, although they at first glance look like nothing but lawyerage, but they are very
not too many people have said they're interesting reading, but that's okay.
I think it's true that they are one of the more up-to-date description of where the city stands financially. Is that correct, Ms. McKittrick?
Yes, I can also say that if when these bonds are sold on the market, that we are typically rated then again by Moody's. So they look at us with a fresh eyes, basically, and give us a report. And we've gotten a couple of those in the last few years and been able to maintain a good bond rating. So that's a nice benefit as well.
Thank you.
I had a question. I see that we're going to use the Geneva Republican to notify the community as it relates to this. What is the circulation of Geneva Republican anymore, and is that really the best avenue to reach the community as far as the publication any longer?
By state statutes, it's a newspaper of general circulation within the city. So we're looking at the newspapers in town and comparing costs because it's usually anywhere in the neighborhood of between $1,000 and a couple of $1,000 to publish the notice. So, frankly, we're doing our due diligence saying what's the best bang for the buck that we can get, considering that most of the newspapers also have online publications, you know, as well. So we're looking at our cost to do
that. I guess I'm just wondering what the criteria is. Or when you say circulation, I mean, there's a lot of different things that are circulated through the community as far as publications. I'm just wondering if, in fact, the Republican is –
No,
still viable as far as reaching homeowners in the community.
Yes, they're talking in the state statutes. It describes newspapers of general circulation. So if it's an established news media, newspaper, you know, such as the Republican, such as the Daily Herald, such as the Kane County Chronicle, those would all fit the descriptions that's outlined in the state statutes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody from the dais? Any further questions? Anybody in the audience? Any other?
Mr. Chairman?
Oh, yep.
I think just a segue to Alderman Kilburg's question. I can see the day coming when the state might revise that statute that allows digital transmission to the community. Is there any movement in Springfield to make such a change?
Metro West has been lobbying for that for several years. Without success. The newspapers have strong lobbies as well.
Without success yet. This is
correct.
Springfield politics. One crawls at the speed of a caterpillar, right?
Correct.
Thank you.
Alderman Marks?
One question. We're not extending the life of the bonds, are we?
No.
I thought it was. It's just the same. It's just finishing off that term, just dropping the interest rate.
Correct.
That's what I thought. I just wanted to verify that. Thank you.
Any other questions? Hearing none, seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Let the record show it's unanimous.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next item is recommend approval of request for Fox River Trail Runners for use of city right-of-way and police services on July 31st, 2013 for summer Sunset Family Night 5K run. Do I hear
so
a motion?
Moved.
Motion by Alderman Cummings.
Second.
Second by Alderman Bruno.
Sure.
Sure.
Any questions? I see we have is there any other questions? Any questions? Any questions from the audience?
Yeah, if I may.
Okay. Alderman Singer.
How are you doing as far as the homeless? How many participants do you have?
Who are you asking that?
Right here. Thanks, man. I'll be coming to the room in a second.
I need to.
I probably will.
Are you going?
It's a great run. It's really a great run.
Not here.
Have you?
That's all my questions.
It's typically been about 400 to 500.
I get to kick it off, then. So.
I guess no one knows the answer other than Alderman Kilburg is assuming or.
It's grown in popular. This probably 20 years. For a long time, the All Sports Boosters ran this, and then they turned it over to. Fox River Trail Runners probably 15 years ago, and it's grown in popularity, and I would guess that they approach probably 500 to 600 runners.
Thank you. Anybody else have a question from the dais? Anybody in the audience? Hearing none, seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Let the record show it's unanimous. Item 4C is recommend draft zoning ordinance text amendments to allow production brewing in the I-1 light industrial district. Good evening, Mr. Unch.
Good evening. Just a few brief comments on this request, and the next item on your agenda also pertains to a request made by Penrose Brewing Company. The company is interested in establishing a production craft brewery at 509 Stevens Street. They'll be brewing and packaging beer there, and they also would like to include as an accessory use a tasting room that would be set up to sell beer on premise as well as for consumption as on premise as well as sealed packaged beer for off-premise consumption. Production brewing is not a defined term in the zoning ordinance. It is not listed as a permitted or special use in the city's zoning districts. Therefore, the company is requesting text amendments to the zoning ordinance to define the term production brewing and to allow production brewing in the I-1 industrial district. And this property is zoned I-1. The requested text amendment is to allow for production brewing as a permitted use where there's no restaurant or tavern facility involved and as a special use when a tavern or restaurant is included. And the next item on your agenda is such a request for a special use. The Plan Commission considered this on May 23rd, conducted their hearing. They made their fact-finding and recommendation at that time and recommended approval of the text amendments and of the special use that's requested. And representatives from Penrose are here if you have questions.
I see it's Eric Hobbs and Tom Corder. They have, if you have any questions. Yes, Ms. McKittrick.
Thank you. I just wanted to add for the council's benefit to let them know that we staff are working with Attorney Radovich on creating the appropriate license because we don't have one in place for this type of license.
Very good.
Staff is working with the attorney, city attorney, to establish the right classification, which we do not have in place right now. So just wanted to let you know that we're working on that.
Yes, Alderman Singer.
I'm somewhat disappointed you didn't bring any stamps.
You know, if it would be quite appropriate. I noted.
It wouldn't be appropriate, and that's noted. Yes, Alderman Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First obvious question is with an appropriate notification of the neighbors.
Yes.
Did any of them show up at the Plan Commission hearing and have any comments?
There were no objectors at the hearing.
But you're not sure whether any of them actually showed up or not?
To my knowledge, they were not in attendance. If they objected, they were not in attendance.
Somehow I'm this is probably a silly question, but somehow I'm a little surprised because I had learned that at the end of Prohibition, every little village in the country had a small brewery. How come we didn't have this on our zoning?
Yeah, it's just a...